With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police say all streets near the Ambassador Bridge have reopened following a protest. College Avenue had been closed in both directions at Huron Church Road, along with southbound Huron Church at Millen. Northbound traffic to the bridge directly from Huron Church was also affected, though that was cleared later in the afternoon. The demonstrators were protesting the increase of the federal carbon tax, which took effect Monday. They resemble the February 2022 blockade that virtually shut down the bridge for a week, leading police to remind people that any such action is against the law. Ottawa raised the carbon tax from $65 a ton to $80 a ton, though rebates issued to millions of Canadians will also go up. We learned Monday about a proposed national school food program. Ottawa plans to invest $1 billion over 5 years to make sure 400,000 additional school kids nationwide aren't going hungry. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the program, which will be included in the upcoming budget, will supplement existing programs in provinces, territories, and with Indigenous partners. Chatham-Kent firefighters are kept busy over Easter weekend. The first fire took place Saturday night on Bluewater Avenue in Wallaceburg. One person got out unhurt. Damage was estimated at $350,000 and it started on a wood stove. The other fire was early Monday morning on Fargo Road. The home was unoccupied and no one was hurt. We're learning more about the effect of Ontario's opioid crisis. The Toronto Star says in 2017, white people accounted for 92% of opioid-related deaths. However, black, Asian, and Hispanic people tended to die younger. 40,000 Canadians have died since federal health authorities began monitoring the opioid crisis. Last year, that was an average of 22 per day. You're invited to a public meeting this week on the future of County Road 46 between the 401 and Manning Road in Tecumseh. Mayor Gary McNamara says it's time for the town and county to get ready.
There's roughly about between 5,000 and 6,000 people that go to work every day in the Oldcastle industrial area, plus the Habib housing development that's going to be putting up close to 250 plus homes just up the road. 42, you got the new hospital that's going to be built.
The meeting takes place Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Chicharro Club. In sports, the Tigers are in New York Monday night with the Mets, while the Blue Jays visit the stumbling Astros. On the ice, the Red Wings visit the Lightning, and the Maple Leafs host Florida. In the NBA, the Pistons welcome Memphis. Former Detroit Lions quarterback Cam Sutton has turned himself in Florida. A warrant was put out on a domestic violence charge. The Lions cut him almost 2 weeks ago. And former NFL quarterback Vontae Davis has died. ESPN reports that Davis was found dead in the South Florida home at age 35. He was best known for retiring abruptly at halftime during a 2018 game. Monday night's weather, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers late, down to 5. Periods of showers or thunderstorms Tuesday, windy and 9. Rain or drizzle Tuesday night, windy and plus 5 once again. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.